这个特别的讲员呢，他曾经有25年的牧会经验，分别在 BC 省、Alberta 和沙省都是在宣道会的侍奉。12年前呢，他就开始了一个的机构，他创办了这个机构呢，是专门是协助教会去正面的面对教会，特别是教牧更换改变的时候，在这个的转接期 的过程当中，来到帮助这些堂会去面对，又预备教会以健康的方法呢，来到进入沉默的过程。费沙伦教会呢，将会很快呢就进入这个的转接期的里面。区会呢是特别的推介，我们今天的讲员 Jerry Tikoff 牧师，他呢是已经开始了跟我们的长议会一起的来到去面对这个问题，帮助我们在这个的沉默的过程当中，来到去用圣经的方法，用正确的方法来到去面对我们这个的改变。今天呢，我们的讲员呢就会用圣经的立场来到解释教导，给我们能够知道在这个的转变的当中怎样的来到去面对，用健康正面的态度来到去面对这个的转变的期间。我们很多谢黎爱民长老和我们翻译。Pastor Jerry, now is your time. Please come and bring to us, deliver God's message.
Joe-san.
Good morning.
It's a great honor to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me, Pastor Paul.
今天是我的荣幸来到大家当中，多谢你们的邀请。
When I was a little boy,
当我小小哥的时候，
and my parents would tell me that they were inviting people to our house for supper,
咁我爸爸妈妈有时咧会请客啊，咁话俾我哋听咧，有啲客人会嚟到访问，探访我哋。
I would get very, very excited.
我咧就会非常之兴奋啦。
I would sit on our sofa in the living room.
我咧就喺个厅嗰度坐喺沙发椅嗰度。
And rock back and forth, company's coming.
因为自好兴奋啦，知道咧有人嚟会探我哋。
Company's coming, company's coming.
有人嚟探我哋啊，有人嚟探我哋啦。
I was so excited.
我系非常之兴奋。
Because I knew I could stay up late.
因为我知道咧可以夜啲瞓。
I always hoped whoever came had some other kids to play with.
因为我嗰时谂住咧，有啲人嚟探我嘅时候咧，佢有带埋佢嘅小朋友同我一齐玩。
So when my mom and dad said company's coming，
当我爸爸妈妈话啊有人嚟探我哋嘅时候咧
，For me it was a time of great anticipation about what was going to happen。
除咗我好兴奋之外咧，我好有嘅一个期待嘅感觉。
It's my understanding that you as a congregation and other congregations at Fraser Lands,
我亦都知道而家喺呢个时间，你哋菲沙伦教会嘅群体
are moving into a season of anticipation as well.
亦都进入一个时期，就系我哋有一个预期嘅咁嘅时期。
Recently, Pastor Paul announced he will be retiring.
最近蔡牧师同你分享话佢将会退休。
And announced with the board of elders that Fraser Lands is in a process to seek for a successor to Pastor Paul.
咁呢个长议会亦都喺呢个进行一个过程嚟到寻找下一个嘅接班人。
Over the past number of months, I have been working with the board of elders.
过去几个月，我都同你哋嘅长议会一齐嚟到参与呢一个接班人嘅工作。
As together they have been discussing about a succession plan.
咁喺嗰个长议会嗰度，我哋讨论点样嚟到规划一个嘅接班人嘅计划。
God has called me to work with many churches.
神带领我系能够参与唔同嘅教会。
And I help these churches as they work through changes of pastoral leadership.
我參與依啲教會咧，就係依啲教會係經歷緊一啲嘅過渡、一啲嘅轉變嘅情形。
I have worked with many churches and seen many different responses to announcements about changes in leadership.
咁當有轉變要發生喺個教會嘅時候咧，我會發覺有唔同嘅教會有唔同嘅反應。
Some people are surprised.
有啲人咧覺得好驚奇。
Some people get nervous.
有啲人咧就會好驚。
Some people have questions.
有啲人有問題。
And everyone wonders what's going to happen.
咁好多人都話：咁究竟會有咩事情會發生呢
？At times like this, we should ask the question.
喺呢個時候，其實我哋應該要問自己一個嘅問題
：What does the Bible teach us about preparing for a change of leaders？
就係究竟聖經裏邊有咩教導係關於我哋呢個接班人嘅轉變呢？
The Bible is full of examples of leadership changes.
其實你睇聖經嘅時候，有好多嘅例子係講到領袖嘅改變嘅轉變。
Some of the examples are not very good.
有啲嘅例子咧，唔係好好嘅例子。
When the children of Israel changed from the prophet Samuel to their first king Saul.
有可睇以色列人由先知。撒母耳轉到掃羅呢個皇帝嘅時候，嗰個轉變。
That was a change that did not work very well.
嗱，嗰個轉變咧，其實轉變得唔係太好啊。
They didn't really think it through.
佢哋冇一個好好嘅安排。
Another example that wasn't so good was when the great King Solomon passed his kingdom to his son Rehoboam.
另一個例子咧，就係所羅門王將佢嘅位嚟到轉俾羅波安佢嘅兒子。
They did not prepare well for that change of leadership.
同樣，佢哋嘅冇好好嘅安排。
Within 2 weeks,
兩個禮拜之內
，Rehoboam had divided the kingdom into two.
羅波安將以色列個國家分裂成為兩個
，and sent the nation of Israel into ruin.
咁令到以色列國家咧一個敗亡。
Some examples in the Bible are very instructive and positive.
但係同一方面，聖經又俾好多好好嘅例子，係好有指導性嘅。
A beautiful story is when the great prophet Elijah.
我哋睇喺先知以利亞。
He gave his leadership to Elisha.
他以以利亞將他的領袖的崗位交給以利沙。
He had been preparing Elisha for this role.
其實他一路都預備以利沙能夠繼承他的工作。
And Elisha in great humility.
咁以利沙用謙卑嘅心情
，Ask God, give me a double portion of your spirit.
他叫神，他話耶和華，你俾雙倍嘅靈加喺我身上邊。
Perhaps the best and most exciting example is the change of leadership from Moses to Joshua.
最好嘅例子喺聖經裏邊，可能咧就係摩西將佢嘅位置傳俾約書亞。
That was a succession plan that worked very well.
呢個係一個接班人嘅計劃，係非常之妥善嘅。
Moses prepared Joshua for the role.
摩西一路都嚟嘅預備約書亞成為佢嘅接班人。
And Moses made sure that his leadership was passed on well to Joshua.
摩西他要知道要將呢個嘅接班人好好嘅安排。
As someone who works with leadership transitions,
好多時都有好多人咧係參與呢啲領袖嘅改變啊。
I find the speech that Moses gave to Israel.
我睇嗰個摩西嗰陣時，佢要將個位置傳俾約書亞嘅時候，對以色列人講嘅一番説話。
At the end of the book of Deuteronomy，
喺申命記裏面最尾嗰嘅章節嗰度
，is one of the most thrilling speeches I have ever read。
係依你睇佢嗰一段嘅説話咧，係非常之感動嘅。
The elders at Fraserlands have committed to a wise leadership transition。
我哋菲沙倫教會嘅長老長議會，佢哋決定咗要做一個好好嘅安排。
One that is orderly, effective, and with a helpful overlap from the departing leader, Pastor Paul, to the new senior pastor God provides.
希望長議會希望喺依個接接替嘅過程裏邊係有規律嘅，係有效力同埋有智慧嘅。
The idea of having a leadership change that includes overlap and succession is very biblical.
我哋睇睇聖經嘅原則裏邊，我哋將依個接替人嘅接班人嘅時間係有重疊嘅，係非常之合乎聖經原則嘅。
The leadership changes that we find in the Bible that were very positive.
我哋睇見聖經裏邊正面好多嘅例子，依個接班人嘅例子。
You can tell they took the time to pray and think it through carefully.
你要知道依啲情形之下咧，佢哋用好多時間嚟到等候，嚟到禱告。
I commend the elders at Fraser Lands.
我非常之欣賞你哋教會嘅長議會。
For wanting to do the same.
因為佢哋想同樣係好有想去有規律嘅、好有效力嘅，將依個接替嘅計劃嚟到行出嚟。
I encourage you to pray for this process.
我鼓勵你哋為依個嘅過程嚟到禱告。
And for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
求神嘅聖靈帶領我哋。
One thing we all know for sure, there will be a change in the future.
我哋有一樣一定知道嘅，就係未來我哋一定會有一個轉變。
And so, how can we prepare our hearts for change?
咁喺依個轉變之中，我哋點樣預備我哋嘅心咧？
The text that we read in the service, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 57, speaks about change.
頭先我哋所讀嘅經文喺哥林多前書。第十五章第五十節開始嘅時候就講到依一個嘅改變。
If someone asked you what's the main point of this scripture text, what would you say?
如果你頭先讀咗依段經文，你話依個頭先嗰段經文嘅主題係乜嘢咧
？It is often thought that this is a text about hope, and it does have hope included in it.
好多時我哋睇依段聖經，我哋睇到嘅就係似乎依一段聖經係講到我哋嘅盼望。
It talks about the hope that we have in conquering death.
係講到我哋喺點樣喺死亡裏邊戰勝死亡裏邊得著嘅盼望。
Verse 56 and
57. 去睇睇第五十六節。
The sting of death is sin, and the power of the sin is the law.
佢死嘅毒鈎就係罪，罪嘅權勢就係律法。
But thanks be to God.
就感謝神。
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
使到我哋藉著我哋嘅主耶穌基督得勝。
So hope is embedded in this text, but there's another big idea too.
喺呢段聖經裏邊係講到一個嘅盼望，但係亦都呢段聖經有講過另外一個嘅題目。
The big idea.
依個最大其中一個最大嘅思想咧
，is that. Jesus brings change.
就依一段聖經裏邊一個主要嘅目的咧，就話耶穌會帶來一個重大嘅轉變。
This text talks about what happens when Jesus returns.
依一段聖經講到耶穌再翻嚟嘅時候，我哋有咩事情會發生
？It says we will not all sleep; we will be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of the eye.
佢話唔係就係我哋瞓覺，係喺一瞬間我哋會有個大嘅轉變。
When Jesus came to the earth the first time, he brought change.
耶穌第一次嚟到世上嘅時候，佢帶咗好大嘅轉變俾我哋。
When Jesus came the first time, the change was quiet, gradual.
佢第一次嚟到我哋中間嘅時候，佢俾我哋嘅轉變係好低調嘅，係好慢嘅。
He said in his very first sermon in Luke chapter 4 the following.
喺我哋睇路加福音第四節嘅時候，耶穌佢一段嘅説話。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
佢話主嘅靈喺我身上。
Because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
因为佢用高膏我，叫我传福音俾贫穷嘅人。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners.
他差遣我去报告被俘的人得着释放。
And recovery of sight for the blind.
盲眼的得着看见。
To release the oppressed.
要到那些受压制的得自由。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
要报告神悦纳人的禧年。
As his ministry developed,
当耶稣在世上的工作继续发展的时候，
he raised the question of who is in charge.
接着呢，他就会问那些人，他说究竟谁是你们的，你的主宰呢？
He challenged his disciples and said, who is Lord?
他跟那些门徒说，他说谁是你的主呢？
He even said,Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?
他说，他也跟门徒说，为什么你叫我主，叫我主，但是你不跟我所说的来做呢？
Jesus made it clear when he came the first time.
耶稣第一次来的时候，很清楚地跟我们说，
We are to be followers of Jesus.
我们是要跟随他。
Followers are required to change.
我们如果要跟随耶稣的话，做一个跟随的人，我们要能够接纳这个的改变。
Followers have to adapt to their leaders.
我们做跟随的人，我们要将我们要适应我们的跟随的领袖。
Many stories of Jesus with his disciples are about this change of the disciples learning to follow.
你看见耶稣在世和门徒的关系那几年里面，就是讲到门徒怎样在这几年里面受着耶稣的影响来到有转变。
This is an important part of our spiritual formation when we consider leadership changes.
当我们要经历一个领袖的转变的时候，是真的成为我们一个属灵的操练。
The story is told of a girl who applied to go to Bible college.
有故事讲一个女孩子，她咧要申请去读圣经学院。
She had to go for an interview.
咁佢要见一个面试。
They asked her many questions.
佢问咗好多嘅问题。
And one of the questions that was asked is, "Are you a leader?"
其中一个问题就问佢就系话你系咪一个领袖咧？
And she said, I'm learning to be a leader.
她答回答說，我學習緊成為一個領袖。
And she talked about some things she had learned to do working in her church.
她也分享到她在教會裡面侍奉，學習到怎樣做一個領袖。
One person asking the questions had been quiet.
其中一個問問題的人呢，就一直都沒什麼怎麼說。
And then they said to her,
跟著她就跟這個女孩子說，
Are you a follower?
佢话你系唔系一个跟随人嘅人呢
？Tell us how you know about following other leaders。
话俾佢听，你话俾同我哋讲，你点样样跟随一个领袖
？She replied with a smile on her face。
咁佢就好好咁回答啦。
Learning to follow other leaders。
佢学习点样嚟到跟随一个领袖
？Is where God has been working on my soul the most。
就是在这个学习过程里面，神在他的心里面工作是最大的。
How can you be a good leader if you can't be a good follower?
你怎么可以成为一个好的领袖，如果你不是一个好的跟随者呢？
So Jesus, when he came the first time, calls us all to change by learning to follow.
所以第一次耶稣来到我们中间的时候，他叫我们的就是能够学习跟随他，在我们生命里面有这个改变。
This text in 2 Corinthians tells us that when Jesus comes a second time,
我们看这个哥林多前书这个一段哥林多后书讲一段圣经讲到耶稣再回来的时候，
It will not be quiet.
咁呢，这个耶稣再回来的时候就不会咁安静咁低调噶啦。
It will not be gradual.
唔会系好慢，唔会好渐渐嘅进。
Jesus took 3 years in his ministry the first time to establish his leadership.
耶稣第一次来我们中间的时候，用了3年的时间住在我们中间。
But when he comes a second time, it will be instant.
然后他再回来的时候呢，就会突然间这样回来。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 18 to 22.
在帖撒罗尼加前书第四章第十六节那里。
Sorry, 16 to 18.
16到18节。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
他说因为主必 亲自从天降临。
With a loud command,
有呼叫的声音。
And the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God.
同埋先天使长嘅声音，又有神嘅号吹角。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
咁喺耶稣里边死咗嘅人必先复活。
After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them.
以后我哋呢个仲活着嘅还存留嘅人，就必和他同在，被提到云里。
In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
在空中与主相遇。
And so we will be with the Lord forever.
这样我们就要和与主永远的同在。
Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
所以你们要用这些话来到彼此的劝慰。
One thing is clear, when the Lord returns the second time,
很清楚的，如果耶稣再来的时候，
it will be unexpected.
是我们预料不到的。
And he will be totally in charge.
他是掌管一切的。
For those of us who really love democracy,
如果你是喜欢民主制度的话，
this could be quite a shock.
你或者会很惊愕了。
The core idea of the Christian faith,
在我们信仰基督教的信仰的其中一个核心的思想呢，
is that Jesus Christ brought change in the past.
就耶稣在我们的过去带来一个转变。
He brings change to our lives in the present.
在今天我们的活的生活里面，神也都给我们一个的改变。
And he will do so dramatically in the future.
而将来呢，神会给一个更大的转变给我们。
No wonder the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Corinth.
所以保罗在书信里面也讲到一样。
We will all be changed.
他说我们会改变的。
If I could put my sermon into one sentence,
如果我要将今晚的今朝的讲道用一句话来到讲综合的话呢，
Jesus Christ is the greatest change agent in the universe.
就是耶稣就是我们转变的驱动者。
So when Jesus' leadership emerged, change happened.
所以耶稣来到我们当中的时候，成为我们的主的时候，他会给我们一些大的转变。
And when Jesus brings new leadership to a church,Change happens again.
同样耶稣将一个新的领袖带到一个教会里的时候，教会也都有一个的转变。
When Moses handed off his leadership to Joshua,
当摩西将他的领袖的权交了给约书亚的时候，
there was an infusion of courage and new energy.
那时以色列人因为这样的缘故，有很大的注入了很多的影响。
And the children of Israel were able to enter into the promised land.
就因为这样的缘故，令到以色列人能够真的进入到迦南这个的美地。
When Paul and Barnabas were sent from Jerusalem to Antioch as new leaders for Antioch.
我们看看当保罗同埋巴拿巴去到被派到去安提亚这个的城市里面的时候，我们看到有亦都有转变。
They established at the church in Antioch a teaching ministry.
他在安提亚的教会那里，他来建立教会，建立圣徒。
And a discipleship ministry.
成为一个造就很多的圣徒。
That launched the missionary movement all throughout Turkey and Greece and the Roman world.
不但只造就了信徒，他也都因为这样的缘故，将福音来到传到很多不同的地方。
When God called Nehemiah from where he was with the king in the palace in Persia back to Jerusalem,
当神呼召尼希米翻翻去耶路撒冷的时候，
he gathered some people around him and said, "We have a vision to rebuild the city."
尼希米就将一班人同一班人讲，佢话我哋有一个嘅意象，就系要重建耶路撒冷。
They had been living in those ruins for decades.
他们在这个耶路撒冷那个城那里住了很久，是一个被消灭了的城市。
Doing nothing to change anything.
但是一路都没有做一些的东西。
Living in the rubble.
在这些破烂的城市那里。
And Nehemiah said, we can rebuild. God has given us a vision.
但尼希米就说，我们有一个新的意象，就是我们要重建这个耶路撒冷的城。
And that vision came onto the hearts of the people, and they rebuilt the city.
就因为这样的缘故，这个意象成为那班以色列人的一个意象，将耶路撒冷重建起来。
When David gave the leadership of his kingship to his son Solomon,
我睇一睇大卫王将佢嘅责任、佢嘅王位传俾所罗门王嘅时候。
It's clear David had been preparing Solomon for that.
我睇见大卫一路都系预备所罗门王。
The whole culture of Israel changed from a culture of fighting to a culture of kingdom building.
我睇见因为咁嘅缘故，以色列嘅文化从一个征战嘅文化转到一个 建立国度嘅文化。
These examples are just a few of many in the Bible.
剛才我所講的都是一幾個的例子。
How both outgoing leaders and incoming leaders precipitate change that's good for our souls.
這些例子是講到離開的領袖和新的領袖來到的時候，怎樣帶來一個轉變。
Learning to change and grow as we anticipate a new leader is very spiritual work.
我都讲过，当我哋要预备，我哋要经过一个领袖转变嘅过程里边嘅时候，系我哋一个好好嘅熟灵嘅操练。
God uses the time before a new leader arrives.
神会用呢个当呢个新嘅领袖未嚟到嘅呢一段嘅时间。
And the process of finding a new leader,
还有用这一段我们这个寻找新的领袖的过程的时间里面，
as part of our preparation,
是会神用这些时间来到预备我们，
for that glorious day when Jesus Christ, our Lord, will come.
这个预备好像就是他预备我们迎接主再来的时候那个荣耀的转变。
He will precipitate amazing and wonderful change on a level that will be catastrophically unparalleled. So the question we need to ask ourselves this morning is this. How am I responding in my heart to the change of pastoral leadership that is ahead?
在现在我们会有主任牧师的转变来的时候，我们对这件事有什么的回应呢？
I have observed that people respond to these kinds of changes in three ways.
有三种的不同的回应。
Some of us are what we call early adapters.
一种就是很容易就接受这个的转变。
We hear some news.
我听了这个消息之后，
and we immediately move on.
我们立刻呢就会积极地来到进行。
So some people think we should just get a new pastor right today.
有些人好过说，哦，如果是这样的时候，我们应该要立刻呢就要找一个新的牧师来了。
What are we waiting for?
我们等什么呢？
Let's get on with it.
立刻去做了嘛。
Some people are the other way.They take lots of time to think about it.
有啲咧就系另一方面，另一个极端就系咧用好多嘅时间嚟到适应。
They need time to think deeply.
佢我要谂清谂楚先。
They need time to adjust to the departure of a beloved pastor.
你要俾啲时间俾我适应到我哋牧师嘅离开。
And they need time to prepare for a new one.
我哋亦都要需要好多时间嚟到预备新嘅牧师。
And they will say to the elders and search committee,
他会同那些长议会同那个沉默的委员会呢，
Now don't rush.
不要那么快啊，慢慢来。
Take your time.
小心点，慢慢来。
Pray about it.
多多祷告。
Think about it.
想多点。
Don't be too hasty.
不要那么快啊。
So you might be an early adapter.
你可能是很容易适应到接受到这个转变。
But you might be sitting beside somebody who takes their time.
可能坐在你旁边的呢，就或者要需要多些时间来到适应。
And we could have two very different ideas about how to proceed.
所以大家可能有不同的意見，究竟我們應該要怎樣來進行這個工作呢？
The third response are people who are in the middle.
第三個的反應呢，就是在兩個之間的中間那個部分。
The local church needs all three kinds of people.
其實我們每個教會都需要這三種的人。
But we all have to work together even though we may want to do it at a different speed.
但最重要的就是这三种的人能够一起的配合来进行。
And that's part of our spiritual formation.
这个就是我们属灵的操练。
The elders have determined that they want to make a decision that is thoughtful and has a biblical mandate of an overlap of leaders.
长议会决定了在这个转变的过程里面是要合乎圣经的，是要有一个重叠性的。
That's the example in scripture we find that seems to work the best.
因为这个在圣经里面很清清楚楚讲是一个好的例子。
But one thing is clear.
但有一样东西是很清楚的。
This will precipitate change.
就是我们一定会有改变。
How are you in dealing with change?
咁你对呢个改变系有啲乜嘢嘅反应呢？
I find myself excited about it sometimes.
有时我会好兴奋。
And other times resistant to change. I want things to stay the same.
但有时咧，我就会抗拒呢个嘅转变。我想，因为我咧想样嘢咧都唔会有改变。
I found a quote that helps me with this.
我有一句说话我听到帮助我很多的。
The past can be a helpful guidepost.
就是我们看回以往，这个以往所经历的东西可能成为我们一个的路牌。
But it is a dangerous hitching post.
但是同样这个路牌有很多的隐忧在这里。
So we need to honor the past.
我们一定要为到以往的来到感谢神。
And be open to the change God wants to bring in our hearts.
而对未来的转变，我们应该有一个开放的态度。
Through this change of pastoral leadership.
在这个主任牧师的转变的过程里面。
It's part of our spiritual growth and development as a people of God together.
是我们整个群体教会弟兄姊妹的一个属灵的成长的机会。
I found a little prayer that's helpful in times like this.
我觉得祈祷是一个好，在这个时间里面是一个好好的祈祷的时间。
Dear Lord,
我这样祈祷，我说，亲爱的主啊，
I want to be open to this season of change for us and for me.
我希望在这个转变的过程里面，我是有一个开放的态度。
Lord, I want to ask you,
主啊，我愿意，我求你
，to prepare our new leader for us，
为我哋预备一个新嘅主任牧师
，and use us in his spiritual formation too，
亦都用我哋成为呢个主任牧师嘅属灵嘅一个嘅塑造。
Together we change and grow。
同样我和这个未来的主任牧师一起来到成长。
And what a great adventure it is to keep growing.
因为这个成长的过程是多么之好，多么之奇妙的呢？
And so as we anticipate a season of change ahead,
所以我们面对一个转变的过程里面的时候，
I want to encourage you with the same words Paul used to encourage the church at Corinth.
我同样希望用保罗对哥林多教会的一句鼓励的说话。
This is our prayer for Fraserlands Church.
这个就是我对菲沙伦教会的祷告。
Therefore, my dear brothers, 58.
Okay, 就是亲爱的，他说亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，stand firm。
佢话你哋亲爱的弟兄们，你哋要坚固。
Let nothing move you。
唔好动摇。
Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord。
常常竭力，多作主工。
Because you know，
因为知道
that your labor in the Lord is not in vain。
在主里面不是徒然的。
Could you read that whole verse all together?
我哋一齐读一节，好唔好啊？第五十八节。所以我们亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福各位。
May God give wisdom as a new leader emerges for Fraser Lands.
未啊，向神俾你哋有聪明智慧，特别喺呢个寻找主诶牧主嘅牧师嘅过程里边。
Thank you, Nicholas, for translating. And thank you for the Mandarin translator as well.
多谢翻译嘅，特别多谢国语翻译嘅。
God bless you all.
神祝福你哋。